Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Welcome to First Lutheran. Beautiful church inside. I always cherish coming here to do anything. So I hope you enjoy it. I am really happy to preach again today. Some people think it would be really hard to preach after a wonderful sermon that Pastor Miluski, Pastor Chris, did last week. It was a great entry for Lent, and it was a great sermon. Going into the preparation of my sermon, I wasn't really afraid to write my sermon, but I was kind of looking over my shoulder at what I said because of the sermon last week. In preparing my sermon, I usually read the scripture text from the three scriptures and the psalm for that Sunday several times till I find something that jumps out at me that I want to grab hold and communicate to you and talk to you about. When I read the scripture text for this Sunday, almost none of them guided me to where I want to go, where I wanted to start my message. Then the Holy Spirit grabbed hold of me. He showed me where to go. There was a phrase in the psalm that I missed the few times I had read it. It was a phrase that was exactly what I wanted, you know, to spend some time talking to you about. It was the verse that fits in many things that affects us now. You couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it myself. The last verse of the psalm says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who practice this have a good understanding. God praise endures forever." The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Isn't that so true? Yes, I want to talk to you about fear. Not just any old fear, but it says, fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You may not completely understand it. I really didn't understand it either until I did my research. I'm not going to use FDR's famous line when he addressed the Congress after Pearl Harbor, when he said, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself." It doesn't even relate, actually. You'll understand why in a second. We could talk about the COVID virus being in our face 24/7. And that might be related to what we're reading today. We experience a number of feelings at the same time. We feel anxious. We feel scared. We feel threatened. But over everything else, we feel fear. But fearful or full of fear could be one of the messages of the Old Testament. When I was younger, when I read or heard the fear of the Lord, I used to think God would use his strength to hurt or destroy things. In doing my research for this sermon, I tried to verify, at least estimate, the number of times of scripture in the Old Testament that this phrase, fear of the Lord or fear of God, is mentioned. The first place I looked was in my Biblical Cyclopedic Concordance. You may not know this, but this is the book that's like a dictionary, except it notes whenever a word is mentioned in the Bible. So I started to count the number of occurrences that the word fear is used. I couldn't believe how many there was. I knew there were a lot, but I never knew how many. Let me ask you, how many times do you think in the Bible it mentions fear or fear of the Lord in it that I found? Well, I stopped counting after I reached 250 times. Yes, 250 times. I don't know if you can believe that or not. I'm telling the truth. I knew that margin of error was high because when I counted them. As I continued my reading and my research on the subject, I found another notation that an author had done. His count was that fear was mentioned over 300 times in the Bible, only because the writer stopped looking for the exact count as well. Now that we have an approximate number, of the number of times fear of the Lord is mentioned. But what is the point that Scripture is trying to make to have us understand fear of the Lord? What is it trying to do to us? In a way, fear is like love, the word of love. Both of them have several meanings to it. My love for Nancy is different from my love of my brothers, that is different to my love of my parents, and different from my love for God. And it's very different from my love of the New York Mets. As I mentioned that fear, several times too, fear can be like being afraid. Nancy and I lived in Kingston. We had occasionally visitors in our backyard called bears, black bears. And sometimes I was afraid of them. I was afraid only because I found myself outside doing work. When I was working, they were there too. I learned never ever to bother them when one of the cubs was with them. Never. The bears loved our bird feeder with the bird seed in it. It was like popcorn to them. But as I found out, the black bears were afraid of my dog. If the bears saw my dog outside, they would find the closest tree and climb it. I couldn't believe it when I saw it for myself. In one of the writings I found, Martin Luther talked about the fear that we feel in our lives. He said, God and the devil take opposite tactics in regards to fear. The Lord first allows us to become afraid, that he might relieve our fears and comfort us. The devil, on the other hand, first makes us feel secure in our pride and sins, that we might later be overwhelmed by fear and despair. So what experience have you had happened to you that has caused fear in you? You can just think it out loud. Nobody is there with you. Just remind yourself what had happened. Similar to what the psalmist wrote in Psalm 111 that we read today, you sent redemption to your people and commanded your covenant forever. Holy and awesome is your name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who practice this have a good understanding. God prays endures forever. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I thought it was smart already. To add to it, what Martin Luther told us, fear of God is also something we carry with us when we go to him and ask him for his guidance and help, for things we need in our lives to be close to him as our Lord and Savior. Through this, we carry the highest respect and hope. When we go to him to help shape our lives and knowing God's strength and healing, we feel some fear and awe out of respect for him and all he does for us. Knowing that God's love is for us, we come to him out of respect and love for him as something we carry with us in our pockets. Because we fear him, it doesn't make us afraid of him. For the fear of our Lord and Savior is out of reverent respect and love. But those who fear him, really fear him, and are truly afraid, it prevents them from getting close to him, close to God. And sometimes it separates them from God totally. When we reach out to God, what we feel is not being fearful, as being afraid of him, but God's love is so overwhelming that we feel we can't compare our loves to his with our limited love. Our love doesn't compare. Our love is to be closer to God for all he does for us. In the psalm we read today, fear is the beginning of wisdom and endures forever. Wisdom magnifies our limited love, but we learn that God will love us whatever the circumstances, whatever we do. As a parent who gets respect and love from their children and love from the children in return, and we love them in return, so shall God love and care for his children. That makes us children of God, just like my soul tells us. So let us not be afraid of God. Let us always love God, regardless of the circumstances. For God will reach out and hold us from falling and show us his love when we are afraid of the problem the most. As the psalm says, let our wisdom of God increase and give God all our love. For God's love reassures us all that we can take in the next step in life to help him guide us and show us where the next step comes. Let us remember this each and every day so we can find God's love in all we do. Amen.